Welcome back to the Bullseye Saints Hour, brought to you by Bullseye, the official tailgate of the New Orleans Saints, with Steve Geller, sports director, and Bobby Hebert celebrating his birthday today. Thank you for hanging out on a night with the Saints Hour. And so, typical practice today, although they got into their really regular season role, meaning we could just shoot a little bit, and then the locker room was open. They didn't bring a bunch of people to the lectern and the podium like they have been doing. So they're into their kind of regular season mode. But I did talk to Jalen Ford. Big game against Jacksonville, and really a very strong camp. He had three tackles, a tackle for a loss, an interception, and a pass defense. As he's kind of making the move, the evolution from being a special teams player to that as being on this in this linebacker room and relative in this linebacker room. Here's that interview.
It's definitely, that's definitely kind of that mentality is, you know, obviously I know I got guys in like Double D and stuff to learn from, but it's definitely like you want to improve. You don't want to kind of take a step back. So going on to my second year, definitely just want to work on the things that, and then like last year I kind of do it a couple injuries, so I didn't, you know, get that many opportunities. So definitely just trying to make the most of the ones that I'm given and just, you know, continue to grow.
Do you feel like it feels like it's been a progression?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
From practice to games to the last game?
It's a long and hard process, but, you know, when you get to make plays out there on the field, it makes it all worth it. So I think that's the biggest thing, is just being able to go out there, and then when I do get the opportunities and make stuff happen, it just makes me appreciate it more.
Take me through the interception, kind of what your role was, what you saw.
We were sending a pressure opposite of where I was at. So I kind of just dropped back in coverage, and I think the quarterback kind of stared his route down a little bit. Maybe he read hot from the other side. So I just kind of got in the window, and he threw it. And I just kind of instincts to go over and just try to make a play.
And then that kind of aggressiveness felt like it continued throughout the game. And from a pressure standpoint,
I would say Staley is a really aggressive coach. We were just talking about that. Like, he's really aggressive, but he's really smart. So he knows when to be aggressive and he knows when not to be. And so I think, you know, just letting linebackers blitz, letting us show the same thing we've been doing and kind of switch it up, kind of can affect the offense. And that was kind of one of them. And I was just able to go make a play on it.
And I bet I've talked to 20 defensive guys who go, man, the Staley defense is just fun. I'm like, well, what the heck does that mean, right? That doesn't mean, but it's freedom. Like, is that the ability for you to line up on the left side and you decide whether, you know, am I going on the press or am I dropping into coverage?
So there's so many calls and there's so many schemes that we've, you know, been able to install and kind of rep and detail, and I feel like now it's kind of like everybody can go out there, have fun, play free, and I think that's what they mean when it's like fun is like we're playing really complex defenses, but we're not thinking anymore. We're kind of just going out there and having fun with it, and it allows everyone to make plays. Like Staley does a good job of having us all in there, all three levels, D-line, linebackers, safeties, and we all watch the tape and we all see, you know, the D-line is getting a rush, the quarterback feels it, and now he's throwing the ball out quicker. And the safety gets a pick or the corner, you know. And so it kind of shows you how everybody does their job. One person makes the play, but it all comes together. And so I think once you see that and you see how everyone's making plays because everyone's doing their job, that's what makes it fun.
Last question, and that is half of it, is that it's not a playbook where you're just – if you have to think, that half a beat, it's too much in the NFL.
Yeah. So I think the biggest thing is they always tell you is not to think. Just go out there, play fast, be physical. If you make a mistake, you know, you'll learn from it. But don't ever slow down worried about not making a mistake, because then it'll just only make things worse. So I think just going out there and, you know, playing fast.
Looking forward to building against Denver, which you kind of started.
Absolutely. Like you said, we had a good second half. But obviously we want to come out first, come out a lot harder, a lot faster in the first half. So I think that's just our main goal this week is just to start fast and, you know, have that energy going into the game rather than second half.
Boy, he said a mouthful there at the very end, and that goes for offense and defense. That was Jalen Ford, former fifth-round pick out of Texas, who'd been played no defensive snaps last year. And a guy like Isaiah Stallbird, who has also had a great camp, but they want to be a linebacker. They don't want to be special teams, but offensively and defensively, you can't afford in the NFL to wait till the second half. You got to play better early.
Yeah, well, we got We can't be playing behind the eight ball, so to speak. No, we need to set the tone. And then we'll be in a dogfight. But we got to play catch up. You're going to be catching up, and you're never going to catch up. So that's why we need to get off to a fast start in all phases. And, you know, you look at Jalen Ford, and, you know, not only back-to-back outstanding games, same thing with Stallbird. You look at the competition. He led the team in tackles against the Chargers. He had eight. He led the team in tackles, and that was athletic interception. You know, he high-pointed the ball.
And I'm seeing here with Jalen Ford, he racked up four interceptions, 2022 with Texas. That tied the school's record.
Oh, wow, in a season,
for a
yes.
linebacker.
Yeah, no, you know, that drop he did, and Nick Mullins thought he had it over his head, and not so fast. it wasn't like right in the gut, like, come on, he has to catch it. Yeah. No, that was an athletic interception by Ford. And then you look at Stallbird. You know, he's kind of one of those hybrid tweeners. He's a really, really big safety, but now he's a linebacker. He's a smallish linebacker. But how he can make the team, and he has a nose for the football. But right now in two games, he has five special teams tackles. That one, I thought, oh, he's going to hit the returner too soon. And then he timed it perfectly, like bang, bang. And, you know, got the punt returner down right away. And, you know, like I said, four tackles in one preseason game, three unassisted against the Chargers. That's unheard of.
He's been a missile on special teams.
That's like all pro. So now he has five to see. You know, what he's going to do against the Broncos, because you know he's on the coverage units. See if he adds to that five total tackles.
Put him opposite JT Gray. Yeah. And JT's been hurt. We haven't seen him.
Yeah. Right.
But, man, that'd be tough.
Yeah, so you on the back end, you know, I think it's going to be tough for it. And they did pretty good out, you know, in the past and made the team, and he had a knee injury. Nephi Sewell. I think him and DeMarco. DeMarco Jackson kind of struggled as a linebacker. So it'll be interesting to see if they can bounce back, maybe get back in the hunt. Because those are veterans now.
Right.
But
and I've heard Stallbird doing more on special teams even than Nephi.
And yeah, so you can't keep everybody like Ford, Stallbird versus DeMarco Jackson and Nephi Sewell might be behind, you know. When you're cutting, you can't keep everybody again.
Nope. It becomes a numbers game.
Yeah, exactly.
And not even really, as we go to break, it's about who can I put on the practice squad that'll slip through.
Not going to get picked up.
And some veterans, you know, it's a different practice squad now. Veterans can go on there.
Yes, it's not just the young rookies.
That can't be touched. Yeah.